I need a lady's opinion, 'cause I'm not a lady like a lady is.
Hey everyone, welcome back for another week of the Woman Splaining Podcast. This is Ray, and as always, I am joined by my co-hosts,
Melissa
and Cheryl.
And we are here today to answer our remaining questions from our anonymous list.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. We just want to say thanks to all of our amazing listeners for listening to this podcast, loving this podcast, contributing questions.
This is going
to
be our last episode.
This is going to be our last episode.
Yes.
We were going to just ghost everybody and like just stop producing episodes and see if any of you actually noticed, you assholes.
You fucking did. Every single one of
but
you.
But then we decided, okay, we'll just let you know.
There's at least six faithful listeners out there.
So you six listeners, we love you. We didn't want to ghost you. But yeah, you probably, I don't know if any of you have ever done a podcast or know people who've done a
podcast.
It
takes a lot of time.
A lot of effort. It's hard to get people together with schedules and work and kids and families and all kinds of stuff. So. Yeah. We have loved doing this. We've had so much fun. We've been doing it for almost 2 years.
And we met so many cool people. Yeah. Oh, and learned so much.
Yeah,
like, and so much learning.
Some of the questions that you guys have asked, you know, we've had to be like, oh, that's a good question. And then kind of correct some of our own beliefs.
Yeah.
So that's been really nice.
Or do a lot of Googling to learn the answers.
To pretend like we know what the fuck we're talking about.
So that we don't sound like idiots.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, we have about 10 questions left from our anonymous form that we're going to go through today. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, if you just barely found this podcast, we have, like 50,
50
back episodes that you can go check out and listen to.
Rate us. We like a good rating. Leave everything up. So
yeah, I was just going to say, we'll leave all the old episodes up. Like, we'll leave Twitter up and Facebook for a minute, so... Anyway, yeah.
You can still text us, I guess.
Yeah, we'll still answer your questions.
Just not on air.
Yeah.
Just let us know what you're thinking.
If you just want to, talk to us, we're always here. we're not dying. We're just not talking in front of microphones anymore.
We have a group chat. We could include you.
Uh-huh, that's fine.
Get in.
That would be hilarious if we just, opened that group chat to, all
just
of our
just everyone to asking all of our questions. Not anonymously.
Let's answer these questions. All right, first question. Syncing cycles, fact or fiction?
Listen, guys, we've already talked about this, and it is fiction. And I cannot say this enough. I mean, as women think they sync all the time. Like, we're always making jokes. We're always saying,
I'm
going to
sync with both of you
now. Yeah.
And go. No, we're done.
I was listening to a podcast about polygamy, and they were talking about, how the guy, has sex with all the different wives and how that goes. And the lady who was being interviewed kept saying, it's very difficult because when all the women sync their cycles, then who's he going to have sex with at that point? You know, and all this stuff. And I was like, no, listen. They don't sync.
Yeah.
They don't sync. The time of the cycle, because they're all different, you know.
Well, and some people are more regular.
They might all line up a couple times just by pure happenstance. Because
I like to think that I sync up with other people, with wolves, with the moon.
Yeah, yeah.
I like to sync up with all the
clock is right twice a day, you know, a dead one. So, of course, everyone's cycles will line up at some point, but not, in a universal display of feminism.
I'm going to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's kind of a fun, myth or belief to have, because it feels very witchy.
Yeah.
I love a good witchy comment.
Like a coven of women who are all, syncing their cycles.
Yeah.
To do evil at the same time.
Exactly.
Mischievous hands.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah. Wow. It seems like a fun, cool thing. And women, I think some women still joke about it.
Yeah, which is fine. Just know that Santa's not real and the sinking of our cycles aren't real.
Right. And then it just perpetuates that idea.
Right.
I do enjoy being on my period at the same time as someone
Absolutely.
Else, there's some bonding.
Me
I feel
too.
Your
We're
pain.
Going through the same stuff.
This is happening. Do you need a tampon? I have Tylenol.
Yeah.
Can I get you a glass of wine?
Yeah.
Because I already have one. I'll share mine with you.
Exactly.
And maybe realistically, we should all go through our life, you know, expecting that there's that saying Treat everyone around you as if they're experiencing the worst thing in their life, and most of the time you'll be right. So maybe we should go around treating other women like they're on the worst period of their life.
Oh my God, please do.
Most of the time you'll be right, or most of the time you'll just finally not be a dick.
And have some sympathy.
And carry chocolate.
If you want to go back and listen to a couple of our episodes where we talked about periods, we did that in episode 2, PMS Deniers Are Like Flat Earthers. And then we also did that more recently in our second period episode, episode 38, second period. If you have any questions, we probably answered it in one of those. So there you go.
If not, feel free to text us anyways, because we'll just hold on.
We'll give out our personal phone numbers at the end of the podcast. Yeah. You can text us.
Wait till the end.
Okay. Question 2. What is the correct non-creepy way to ask out a rando you just met? Additionally, should you ever do it if they are working? Customer service, wait staff, etc. We talked about this one a little bit with Gordon.
Was it? Oh, Gordon.
And also the guy walks into a bar. Episode 21, guy walks into a bar, which is kind of all about like dating and asking people out on dates.
When it's in service though, that does add a extra level of complexity there where they're working for a tip.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck.
Yeah. But like, why my rule is I just don't think you should ever do it. Like, because your barista or your waitress or whatever, like, part of their job is customer service, and part of customer service is to seem like very pleasant and like happy and
the
like
customer's to always right.
Take
right.
care of the customer's needs and like be
I guess you could give them the wrong number.
Yeah. But if like, okay.
Yeah, but it's still like, it makes that person really uncomfortable.
Worst case scenario, she's doing her best to get a good tip. Mm-hmm. You're picking up the wrong vibes. And she feels like you're hitting on her. Or like she feels uncomfortable and afraid. Yeah. Then you don't want to put it. But if you, I guess there's a way to do it. If you're really like, I think the vibe is here. I think she might actually. I'm super interested in her as a person, not just like the next piece of ass. Like if you're just getting laid, just like stop. But if you're like,
you can leave your number. Yeah, that's always an option. Like you don't have to ask for hers.
Good tip.
Yeah. More but passive. if you're thinking that, like it's more serious, like you've gotten along, there's been some good banter, like it's a little bit. There's something
not
here.
Just TNA.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I say go for it just in case she is. But yeah, leave her with that option. And maybe even if you say it face to face, like, hey, I don't want to seem creepy, you can totally ignore this. But if you are interested, here's my number. And I'll just leave it.
Yeah, giving it is the right scenario.
I like that tip. Then
it's like Bumble.
Right, because like a woman giving her phone number out. I feel this way whenever I have to give my phone number out now because it's like, so many people can do like shitty things with your phone number these days. And so like it feels very like dangerous weirdly sometimes and like personal. And so that's like that's high risk, right? Mm-hmm. So if like you're like, hey, can I get your phone number? Like that's going to make her uncomfortable. But if you're like sensing there might be a vibe, you could approach it very like casual. Just be like, hey, I really enjoyed talking to you. I think you're really cool. If you want to hang out again, like outside of when you're off your shift or outside of work, here's my number. Feel free to call me.
Hey, we might be kind of old and out of the game because I don't know that people really do numbers so much anymore.
Maybe it's like, here's my Instagram handle.
Or like,
that seems so much more personal.
No, because then they can just send you a message.
Sure. Yeah. And I guess if you've got it set on private. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like they're actually doing social media instead of a number because a number is more personal and like forever.
Yeah.
Because you can block people on Instagram. You're like, peace out, bro.
So, but still though, you could say, hey, if you want to hang out, here's my Instagram. Here's my Snapchat handle.
Ew.
Here's my Twitter. Right? Find me on TikTok or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
I fucking love TikTok. I don't have my own TikTok, but my youthful boyfriend will show me, save good TikToks and then we'll binge. Nice. TikTok. And they're really good sometimes. And then there's a strange community out there.
Sure.
Ooh.
They're weird.
Speaking of things people said and like being creepy, there was a quote by Oscar De La Renta that said, walk as if three guys are behind you. Three men are behind you. And all the women are like, so you mean run?
Yeah.
And get in a zigzag fashion and call 911 and talk loudly with your friend on
the
phone.
What was he meaning?
He was like, he was saying, like walk, cocked? Like oh, yeah. sexy because three men are watching you behind you. And all the women are like,
grape.
No, you mean run. What?
Yeah. So like, he was, because
great
like,
advice.
Fashion designer. So yeah. he's saying like catwalk right, style, right, right, be yeah. sexy. But women are like, no, you're running in a zigzag, getting your mace out
yeah.
of your purse.
Like, yeah. He's yeah. like, that's horrible advice.
Yes.
You say that to the women on the runway.
Can you imagine?
Okay. That I'm going to give you show? A note. If you could just like walk down the runway as if three men are behind you and all of them sprint the like, fuck down screaming. Oh, and all the comments are like, some of the guys are like, what does that mean? Like they should like be sexy or, and one guy's like, no, it means like three guys got your back. Like we're aww, right behind you. We got you. And
like
and all the girls
one.
Are like, oh, that's sweet. It's not how any of us feel.
Yeah, nope.
We wouldn't feel that way.
It's like three brothers.
Yeah.
Your brothers.
unless you were three guys that I knew that were walking behind me.
Three
I'm
gay
gonna,
dudes behind yeah, you. Yeah, yeah, right. Get it, girl.
Three of my gay friends
you're
walking
looking
behind
great.
Me.
Right.
Like that's exactly how I want to walk.
Otherwise, yeah, screaming and running.
So stupid.
So yeah, we've answered a lot of questions before about dating. Check out those eps. What am I, 20 eps. Episodes.
And also if you're walking behind some
check
women wear
episodes.
The not a murderer scarf.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's episode 4, I think.
Like one.
Yeah, Terminator style.
Four? So what was one about? Man, that was a long time ago.
I know that was a long time ago. That's 2 years ago. It was a.
That's when
sex.
You were secretly pregnant.
I was secretly
pregnant.
OMG.
So
didn't
long
even
ago.
Know. We drank so much wine that day,
I
Melissa.
Did.
We really did.
To sum that up, don't do it in a creepy way. / maybe err on the side of not asking out someone who is at work.
Yeah.
But if you are really feeling the vibe, like. Put the ball in their court. Like, mm-hmm. give them the information
yeah,
to contact
corner
you.
Them.
Yes, don't corner them. Don't walk behind them.
Don't do right. a lot of things.
Don't do it.
Just slide your number over or your IG handle real subtly.
Your Discord.
Your TikTok.
Your, yeah,
handle.
Whatever.
Is that a thing? I don't even know.
Everything's like either a handle or a username or who knows.
Okay.
Yeah. This. Okay, third question. What is with jewelry? I don't understand it.
Just like wearing it?
Is it from a boy?
Yes. I'm assuming. I mean, I don't
or
know. Maybe it could
it.
Be from a woman.
Is it
men
with jewelry?
I think it. Okay, this question feels like it comes from that idea, that stereotypical idea that like women love jewelry and like they just want jewelry.
Sure. I don't. I'm going to be honest.
I don't either.
I like, am I wearing something? I am. I try to wear one thing a day. Mm-hmm. I'm an avid looser of items if
sure.
I don't keep them on at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if it's something that doesn't stay on me all the time, I am bound to fucking lose that item.
Yeah. Like if you're, you know, if she likes jewelry, then she likes jewelry.
Yeah.
You know, I think has to do with a personal preference.
Right.
Not
jewelry
a women
is a
thing.
Really hard thing to give.
Yeah, but it's like clothing too. Like you would never buy
hard
clothes for the girl,
give.
You know, like unless she specifically said, hey, this,
oh my God, this
double
is
heart
so
necklace
cute.
From K Jewelry is right. exactly what I want.
How do you guys feel about like wedding rings and picking them out without your opinion?
I thought it was weird until I was like, well, she's going to be wearing that ring the rest of her life.
Right?
So I would ask. Like if you want it to be a surprise, then get a cheap thing.
Yeah. Get
or
a
something
token.
That means something to you and propose like and
propose.
Then go
and
together
then, yeah,
and then pick something
out.
Together. Unless she said, here's what I like.
Yeah.
Now here's the parameters in which I'd like you to shop.
That's,
I don't know.
It's quite
but she
but
is,
yeah.
She's
some
wearing
girls are
it.
Like that.
Yeah. I think that wedding rings, that whole thing where the guy goes and he picks out the ring and surprises the girl, like, I don't think that ever happens or it rarely happens. Like, it's usually like, hey, we've agreed we're going to get married. They go ring shopping. The guy picks it out. And then, like, the popping of the question is what's the surprise. So I think I like your idea where it's like, if you really want it to be a surprise.
Because you could propose without a ring.
Yeah, you can propose with just, like a little cheap ring or, like, a little, like, a ring pop, whatever the fuck. Like,
yeah.
And then just be like, okay, now we're going to go buy the ring you want. Because you're right, like, she has to wear it the rest of her life. And so you should make sure she likes it.
Yeah.
And most guys are like, I don't know.
I don't know what women like. I know what I like. So, like, hoping
that
he knows what I like, I'm like, ooh. That sounds like a lot of effort.
So I never wore jewelry. I didn't really like rings. But then for some reason, when Ian and I were talking about getting married, I like got really like weird and like ring hungry. And I was like looking at all these old antique rings.
Like Gollum?
Yeah. I was like, my precious. No, but I really was like looking at old antique rings and like cool gems. And I never liked diamonds. So I was like, oh, I'm going to get like an orange stone and it's going to be like antique. And I like designed my own ring and then lost it immediately. And it wasn't that expensive, luckily. Like, it wasn't like a, you know, like $4,000 ring or anything like that. But it still was like a huge bummer. And I've just never, so I've never worn one since then.
You because get a new one.
I don't know. That's the thing is, though, is I don't even like jewelry. So I don't know why. Yeah. I think it's the thing that happens, like, sometimes when you're younger and you're just like, I'm going to be married. I want to do all the things married people do.
Well, I was like, the longer I, like, when I was young, I was like, I'll just have, like, a tiny little diamond or, like, I don't even care who, whatever he proposes with is great. And then the longer I was waiting, I was like, no, bitch, this ring better be huge. I've waited so long for this freaking ring.
Diamonds.
Yeah. And then my grandma passed away. And she gave me her ring that was from her and also had the diamond of her mother's ring and her father's ring. And each one, as they passed it, redesigned it. And the ring is now like a moon and stars, which I really loved. And so I was like, this is the ring I want to wear for the rest of my life. So Ben got so lucky.
Yeah.
Because we had the ring. We saved you $1,000 or whatever you end up spending on those things. But and then when he proposed with his grandfather's ring, which was special for him. And so it was still a surprise. And then pregnancy added some weight on my fingers. And so I just wear these two rings that Ben has got me. One says Matilda and one says Sylvester that he gave me for Mother's Day. And eventually I'll resize my wedding ring and wear it. Anyway, so that's what we did. And that was special to me. And any jewelry that I wear, even if it's like, oh, Melissa likes Wonder Woman and I got a really cute like Wonder Woman necklace from a neighbor down the street and I'll wear it every once in a while, but like it has to mean something intensely and then I'll wear it all the time.
Right.
It's, I'll be like, oh, those are cute earrings. I would totally wear those and then I never do. It has to mean something.
Right.
Yeah, I'm quite picky. Like there are a few things like, I was a bridesmaid and I got this necklace and it has my name on it. But I actually like the way that it looks.
Yeah, it's really cute.
But like, I also love pearls. Like, I could wear pearls every day until I die, no matter what I'm wearing. That's cool. I love them. But like, anything like flashy and blingy and like bright gold, I'm like, So like, I don't know. Picking out jewelry for people is a big risk. Yeah.
Yep.
So
and
be
I don't
prepared
think-
if they don't.
If they don't like it,
If she doesn't wear it, then don't buy it.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Like, be a little.
Oh, I have a story.
Obvious about that.
I have a sad story about when Ian and I were first dating.
A sad story? Great.
Yeah,
just
it.
Sad. Well, it's sad and cute and like funny now because we've been together for like 13 years. No, he like for Valentine's Day got me. He got me like a bunch of like random stuff, but one of the things that he got me that he was like really excited about was this like cute little heart necklace.
And what were you, like 17, 19?
19,
yeah.
And it was this like cute little heart necklace and it was had like little tiny, like the teeniest, tiniest little like rubies and a little like cubic zirconia or whatever.
Yeah.
And like these two little hearts. And I was like, oh.
So girly.
What is this? That's so sweet.
And I never wore it.
Yeah.
Oh, do you still have it?
Nope.
Oh.
I think I threw it away. No, I don't know what I did with it. I might have.
That's a good niece present.
I have to actually, maybe I do have it somewhere. I have
you
to go look.
Find it and post a picture of it.
I should. I know. But it was just kind of funny because he, like, for a while, he was like, well, I bought you that necklace and you didn't really like it. I'm like, I just don't wear jewelry. Sorry. Like, that was really sweet.
Yeah. I mean, that's totally. That's seriously very key. Don't just get jewelry for your girlfriend or your wife because the commercials tell you to.
Yeah.
Not everybody likes it. Not everyone wants chocolate. Not everybody wants, you know, it's like a joke we make. Not everybody likes massages. Yeah. I don't know who they are and I don't trust those
people. It's my mother.
But they're real.
Mom? Mom. Let someone touch you.
My mom.
Yeah, my mom too.
Wait. Does your mom have a weird thing about people touching her?
Yeah, she won't get
manicures.
She won't get manicures. She won't get her hair done.
That's my mom.
She tried to cut her hair herself.
What is up with our moms?
The generation of self pleasure.
Sit down. Ew. Wait. What?
did any of them masturbate on the regular?
What's happening? Oh my god.
No. I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Like they was all like you're very closed off about like your sexuality.
Sacrifice for your children.
Right.
Whoa, for your child.
What? I don't. No, I totally know what you mean. It's like, oh, you don't get anything nice for yourself, or you don't do anything to pamper yourself. It's That's all about your family.
Well, she says she's weirded out by like strangers touching her, but I feel like it's a pampering thing. Like she doesn't deserve it, kind of thing.
Yeah, like she. Yeah, that's,
you know what you should do? Just go to your lady friend or your man friend and ask them what would they like. What kind of things do they like? You know, Alex and I both have running lists of shit that we both say, like, oh my God, I love these things. Like, we both have a list and of so each other. So, yeah, like, any holiday, I, like, go down the list of, like, shit he said he liked or wine that I liked or, like, kind of sandwich I liked or whatever.
Yeah. Update your Amazon wish list. Yeah. Send the link out. So even if they're not buying something on it, they're like, oh, this is the kind of book she likes to read.
Jewelry, not always the answer. There you go.
Yeah.
Unless it's an apology. Maybe.
And I bought one of those name necklaces from a shop on Etsy, but instead of having it say my name, it just says necklace.
Oh, I saw that at a party.
So like, I will only wear jewelry if it's ironic and pun-based.
It's lovely.
That's funny.
Yeah, I wore it for like 2 days and no one noticed, and I was like mad. I was like, Ian, no one's noticed
it. I saw it when you wore it to that party. I think it was like the someone's birthday or something.
Yeah, so a lot of people there noticed it, but people at work didn't notice it. Then I'm like, I guess it is kind of right above my boob, so people are probably not saying they noticed it. Even if they did, they're probably like, that admits, then I have to admit I was looking 2 inches above her boobs.
My grandpa.
Not at the workplace.
Always said that my grandma had a great runway, and it was because she wore an airplane necklace.
That's the funniest.
Talking about her neck and her cleavage. And when we figured that out, we were dying, and we were like, oh, because we were like, preteens, and grandpa said something sexual about grandma, and first of all he was like a religious bishop and all he talked about was church stuff, and now he said
then her runway
and we could like couldn't.
She has a great runway. I love it.
Grandpa, it was so funny.
Oh, I love dirty old people things.
Yeah. Ew. Especially the when they're like the sweetest, because they're the sweetest old like couple ever. They always held hands. They all like, aww, they were like the best. But yeah, her runway. Oh, goodness.
Next question. Are you guys ready?
I'm pretty
good. Okay, this isn't really a question. It just says, balding dudes, that whole situation.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with them.
Is this situation?
And Canadian we're very Thunder. Attractive.
It's, oh, it says from Canadian Thunder. No. No, 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 no. I'm sure this probably, I mean, this could have come from anybody, because I think this is probably, this is probably the most common thing that dudes are self-conscious about is balding.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Because or guys.
Like height.
Or height. Yeah. Okay. So balding and height. Yeah. Because guys can, so Ian and I were talking about this, where it's like guys can get older and get wrinkles and go gray.
Okay. Wait.
And women
what? Ian has a full head of hair.
Right.
He's almost,
No. What I'm saying is, but like Ian's hair is very gray. If you look at it, he has a lot of gray hair.
Yeah. Gray dude's hair is distinct.
Silver
That's
fox.
What I'm saying. Like, if guys go gray and they get like wrinkles and stuff, you're like, ooh, they're distinguished. They're you know?
Yeah.
But like, women have to worry about like gray hair, like wrinkles, like,
oh, yeah, we don't go distinguished.
Boobs getting saggy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, we have so many other things to worry about. But I will admit that like, balding is definitely a thing that like guys have to deal with. Mm-hmm. But I will say the good news is I don't feel like women are that care about it that much.
No. The only time that I've cared about it is in two scenarios. One, where they're trying to cover it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like comb overs. No.
Yeah.
What
stop.
Are you
or
doing?
What are you? There's no.
It gets windy in here, and you're done.
Yeah.
And then two, if they're self conscious. I mean, I guess that's also plays into number one. But number two is when you're self conscious about it. Mm-hmm. It makes me uncomfortable, because I'm just like, I don't give care. I'm shorter than you. I don't know what's going on up there.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. And if it does bother you, then fucking fix it.
Like I
don't know. Like, we do so much to upkeep our youthful fucking image.
Yeah.
Like, then fucking figure out your head.
Right.
If it bothers you, just fix it.
Yeah. We're getting fucking like laser hair removal and chemical peels and like all kinds of bullshit.
My God, dyeing our goddamn hair and shaving our legs and cream this, cream that. solutions and things. And
yeah.
Nails. Yeah. If we knew that you guys didn't care as much as we didn't care, we'd really stop doing 90% of this stuff.
God. Yeah.
But you guys have to believe we do not care.
We don't care.
Like,
we don't care.
Yeah. It doesn't matter
as long as
to
you're
us
not trying to
all.
Be weird about it.
Yeah,
like wearing
that's the
some
thing.
Sort of toupee yeah. thing. Then like
the
whatever.
If you have to wear a fedora all the time because you're, you know, whatever. Unless it's sun damage, then great. You know, stop doing weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the covering up. You're right. It's like the weird things that guy like some men do where it's like there's a comb over, there's a hairpiece, there's a toupee. They like grow out a weird ponytail to compensate, and it's like
there's
no,
a lot
no.
of rushing forward.
No, no,
yeah,
and you're like, no.
Yeah,
it would look just better if you just
shave it.
Yeah, just shave it, not like a bald shave, but just like a buzz.
Yeah, buzz
like
it down.
Any right?
Yeah, like
if you want to go
hair
full
there,
bald,
that's okay.
Whatever you want to do. You know, like at that point, whatever makes you feel confident.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Whatever like, makes you feel confident
feel
where you're not
even
afraid.
If you, even if you decide that like your thing is you wear a hat every day.
Fine.
Like,
just
fine. You wear a hat. You're a hat guy now. Like you wear a hat every day. Like whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
But yeah. See,
I am attracted
the buzz,
to confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like the buzz is a pretty good way that like a man has been dealing with male pattern baldness. Like most guys I know who are balding, they're just like, well, buzzing it down. Mm-hmm. And like they look fine.
They look totally
they look
fine.
Great.
They look way better than when they were trying to figure their hair out while going bald.
Yeah.
Like just fucking buzz it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, it comes back in like a week.
Yeah.
Like I don't care. It's just your hair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My dad started balding pretty early. And it's kind of funny. There's that whole thing. I don't know if this is actually true, but there's that whole thing of like, oh, if your grandfather on your mother's side has
you
a
get
whole
your mother's
maternal.
Hair.
You get your
mother's
dad's
hair.
Hair or whatever. Yep. So my grandpa, when he passed away, full head of hair, very thick, full hair.
Same with my dad. Full head. But, and he's alive.
But yes. My brother is kind of starting to bald. However, my dad went bald really early. Like.
Huh.
So I'm like, maybe it's kind of balancing it out. But like, I remember my dad got hair plugs.
Yeah.
That was like a thing.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do them.
Yeah.
And I think if it makes you feel better, like.
They didn't really like work that well, though.
Well, they've come a long way.
It was like in the 90s.
Yeah.
It was like.
Now you can even get the spray on hair fiber that just fills in everything.
Yeah.
And it looks really great, too.
See, the thing is, okay, so here I'm going to like turn the tables a bit and talk about women who have thinning hair because men just think that this only affects them. But there are women.
Yeah. I've got some weird splotches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mine's like a fourth, maybe even less than what it used to be when I was like a young wee child.
Yeah. It's like a thing, like everyone, it happens to everyone when you get older, like your hair follicles just kind of get weaker and your hair gets thinner. But women can't just be like, oh, well, guess I'm buzzing my hair. So we have to put even more work into it.
It's like those old ladies with the really big hair. You're like, why is that so large? It's because there's
like,
nothing in there.
Yeah, where they have to like do the comb back or whatever. Uh-huh.
And you're like, why does it live 2 inches above their head? It's because there's nothing on their scalp.
Yeah. And we have like, it's
nothing going on.
Very self-conscious and like stuff
I hear
you know, we're worried about as well.
I'm
or
just
like, but you're right. There's a lot of things you can do. Some really cool sprays, and you can also just ignore it and be free and and try to work on our, you know, confidence and stuff too.
Yeah,
like I obviously give no fucks. I'm like, whatever your fucking head looks like, that's great. As long as you don't have eye crusties, like I'm fine. But like, I'm kind of a little resentful in the fact that how much we put in.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's no one else's choice except my own. But I'm like, if you fucking feel self-conscious about this goddamn one thing, do something. Don't bitch about it.
Yeah.
Just fucking do something.
Because we do all the things.
Or just don't blame women. Don't be like, women don't bald men. Yes. It's like, have you seen the number of men with male pattern baldness out there who are like with really like
hot
women?
Hot ass women. Just shave your head.
It has nothing to do with that. But like, again, if it's something that you feel you're struggling with like confidence wise, then like do something about it.
Yeah, there's a way.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna bitch about my eyebrows to you for fucking 30 years. Just fucking fix them.
Yeah. I was complaining to Ian about, I was like, I just, the number of like the amount of stuff that I do to my body, and like he just wakes up and is just like,
oh my god,
goes. Just like combs his hair.
I just start like at least 20 minutes before Alex, and that's not including a shower. That's just like time to get from the bed to the door. 20 minutes before him, which is another like 10 minutes on. And I don't even do that much.
Yeah.
I don't. Like this, just like 5 products on my face.
Yeah.
But they still take a long ass time. And then like things and the shoes and the socks and the hair.
It's like
and
constant
the
maintenance.
And the mouth.
But the reason, this is like quick side story.
Sorry.
The reason we were talking about it was because he was talking about how he was in a job interview. And the person who was interviewing, he was saying that like he could see that she had like whiskers, like really long like chin whiskers. And he was like, it was so distracting, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, like what you don't realize is that I pluck those every single day.
And they grow back over lunch sometimes.
And they grow back like immediately.
But why are they even mentioning them? Like that's
he's just noticing.
No, he just noticed
like,
it.
Oh wait, to you he's mentioning.
Yeah,
okay.
He didn't mention
it
to her.
Like,
no. Like
I was like,
he just saw that she had
that
them.
That would be mortifying.
Yeah, he just saw that. Oh my god, right?
Yeah,
he saw that she had them and was mentioning it to me, and I was like,
okay.
I'm like, this is the bullshit thing. Is like, if you have a weird rogue hair growing out of your face, no one would even fucking notice.
No,
but because like women. Mm-hmm. It's like one, and it's the only one. Yeah. It's immediately noticeable.
She probably
noticeable.
Got back to her car, and she was like, what? That was probably waving hello the whole time.
Like, I plugged you this morning, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, no, literally last night, in my dream, I had like 5 long hairs that I hadn't noticed. And I was like, yoink. And I was like, why didn't anyone tell me?
Yeah.
I had that dream last night.
Yeah.
Yes. I do have those
in bed
constantly.
The other night. And Ben was like, you have an eyebrow is an eyebrow? It's in the middle of your eyelid. I was like, what's happening right now? And he's like, it's just, do they normally come down that far? I was like,
no, because they turn on me, motherfucker.
Give me a mirror. What are you talking about? I'm trying to fill it. He's like, yeah, it's like in the middle of your lid. Like he was mortified for me. I was like,
his eyebrows are like this.
Yeah. I was like, okay, unibrow, give me some tweezers. He's like, it's in the middle of your lid. I was like,
did he grow from there, motherfucker?
He was like, how does this happen? I was like, because it's just like all over.
It's the body.
And we just pluck and wax. And he's like, so I got up and I like plucked the one hair that was like kind
of
low.
Out of place.
And I laid back down. He's like, you feel better? I was like, do you? Give me a break. I was fine.
Well, you were the one talking about it.
I was fine. Alex
wasn't a worm crawling out of my eye. Give me a break. Jesus.
And he was like, hey, I don't know if I ever told you, but like, I don't really actually look in the mirror. And I was like.
And then you punched him in the face.
You don't look in the mirror? What does that even mean?
I don't know. I was just like.
I just hope things work out for me. You bastard. Canadian Thunder.
I'm dying.
Oh,
I was like, what do you mean you don't look in the fucking mirror? I was like, could you get up and go look at it, please? Like,
how many years have you not seen yourself?
I think it's because I was like, you have some eye crusties. I can't. And he was like, get them. And I was like, oh, no, that's not a thing I do.
I'm not.
And I was like, go tend to this.
Mirror.
And he was like, oh, yeah, I really just don't look in the mirror. And I was like,
get out of here.
Go.
I don't really believe in mirrors.
Could you just like, go look in the mirror.
Just and then, like, every just, once in a while, you just gotta look at what other people are saying.
Oh, my God.
The reason why I'm laughing so hard is because I just feel like...
I look at the mirror like 400 times a day.
I know.
Like, if there's a reflective area, I'm like,
I know. I'm like, I pick up my phone and I'll be like,
oh, no.
Looking in like the black screen of my phone.
Like, I have a secret little mirror in my desk for when I like eat shit.
Yeah.
That motherfucker never looks at his goddamn teeth.
No, they don't. And that's why I'm laughing so hard is because his whole, like, I don't really look in the mirror. I'm like, I believe that.
Yeah,
I 100% believe that because, it's just not a thing. Like, men are just like, well, I woke up, put clothes on, and
kind of
futz with my hair for a half a second, and, like, here we go.
What were we talking about?
Balding.
Oh.
Because we were talking about how, like, guys.
Stop worrying about it. We don't.
Yeah. Don't worry. God. It's fine.
We're worrying about our own face.
Cool. Yeah.
Don't worry.
It's true. We're too busy looking at ourselves in the mirror to really look at you to figure out what's going on with your face.
As long as your dick works, we're fine.
They're good.
Off track,
yeah. Could have been the wine.
Probably the wine. This one's kind of a big one. What sucks about being a woman?
Just like being disregarded
Yeah.
Like, a lot not thought of as like a...
Not paid equally.
Like a real person, you know? Yeah, like, listen equality. To what I'm saying because I have experience, you know, mm-hmm. being pushed aside for anything, really. I think, you know, like we deal with stuff, but we've been dealing with it, like when it comes to like our bodies and everything. And I think we understand that like men deal with the same kind of like expectations that, you know, of mm-hmm. their bodies and their images, just like we do, just in different ways. But when they say something about it, they are heard and someone's working on a problem. And it just feels like when we say something, people are like, oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. And we're just completely disregarded all the time.
Yeah, I feel like emotionally is where I feel it the most. You know, if I react with stronger emotions, I mm-hmm. feel that I'm more disregarded or, oh, it's like, just her period. Or
Cheryl, calm down.
Or she's just a woman, like, you know, yeah. she just needs time to calm down. And it's like, maybe I'm just better at communicating, like, yeah. my fucking rage.
Like, not, your opinion isn't something that's coming out. It's just your emotions. You're, oh, right. So if like, your emotions you calm down, it. You probably don't have that
yeah.
opinion.
Mm-hmm. that's part, I mean... All of the yeah. things are applicable, but I think that some of the things that I feel sometimes daily is emotionally based.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good answer.
We were playing a game recently, last weekend with some friends, and one of the questions was like, what's better about being a woman, or like, what's one thing about being a woman that's better than being a man? And we were like, fuck nothing. Like what? Like there's like literally, we were trying to like think of something and we were like, no, like there's more like domestic violence and like sexual violence. And, like women tend to get paid less and like there's these things and like women have
yeah,
to
care about.
Yeah,
let me give you 90 reasons why that's wrong.
Why that's wrong, right?
Yeah.
I have an answer to that as well. In kind of what Cheryl was saying, because we have permission to be emotional. Mm-hmm. And I love that. You know, we do feel the decay of the world, whether it's climate, whether it's our, you know,
socially,
whether it's the homeless person on the street, like we can't walk past without feeling like we need to be doing something. And then the emotions mm-hmm. behind, the passion behind those emotions compel us to do something about it, whether it's when our families or our community or on a larger scale. And although we could be barking for 2 centuries before someone takes us seriously, at least we felt compelled to change something mm-hmm. about the broken world that we live in. And it sucks to be in that body where we feel so emotionally about everything, but it's also the only way things are changing, right? We yell and scream long enough yep. and cry, and eventually someone says, we should have been doing something about this long ago. And we're like, oh, no, yeah, we've Jesus just been, like, Lord. Sobbing hysterically that people are dying yep. for yep. decades. But thank mm-hmm. you now for wanting to bring clean water
right.
to
right.
our city in that yeah. I'm in. You right, know, yeah. So I think that's a really good thing. A blessing and a curse.
Yeah, empathy yeah. and being empathy. Able to express yeah, your emotions without feeling being
for
judged.
Somebody else. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, let's focus on what's good about being a woman.
Yeah,
you
I
know?
Like that.
There's all the things you can say that suck about it, but yeah. that's I a like good that. Thing.
Yeah, I mean, the yeah. clitoris is pretty freaking amazing.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
we've got some pretty good. Awesome stuff
oh,
about
my God.
The vagina.
Multiple orgasms. Yeah. That's rad.
How about giving birth?
I mean, some...
That's kind of cool.
No, it is legit I think it's amazing.
Cool. I mean, I don't want to do it, but it looks pretty cool.
Just staring at Matilda and thinking I made that is like
human.
The coolest thing.
Yeah,
like every cool. cell, yeah. every snarky yeah. face you made, you know, that's like all of
like,
me.
Like, bitch, I know where that comes from.
I'm pretty proud. And everyone else will be like, look what we made. And Ben's like, oh, no, that was all you. Yeah. For sure.
He's like, I was like 2% of yeah, that yeah. process.
And I had a yeah. good time. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's the item to bring up. I think that's really, like, even if you choose to not do it, it's like a cool, powerful thing that women can do.
Yeah.
I like it. Next question is, what are your chores at home and do they come from gender stereotypes?
My chores at home are...
All of them? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Everything.
No, Ben does laundry and garbage. We both take out the garbage, whatever's full. And I do floors and dishes. Yeah, that's kind of about the same. And
what about cooking?
We both cook. Just whoever's home, and the menu's on the board, and so whoever's home just whips up whatever is listed on the menu.
You guys have a menu? That's so cute.
Yeah, at the beginning of every month, I just go through and write 25 things on the board, you know?
That's fucking awesome.
And then we just look up, and sometimes we'll mix it around like, okay, well, I don't feel like taco salad, but it looks like, you know, Thai or ramens later on the week. I'm just going to switch it around, you know. So we, and then we cook whatever's within the week. So grocery shopping Saturday for the week before, get everything for that week, and then we move it around. But then I don't have to think every day, and we just, whoever's home cooks whatever's on the board.
What about shopping?
That's rad.
I do grocery pickup on my way home from work Friday, so, or Saturday morning.
You guys click listers?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Click list or Walmart, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. It's funny because ours are sort of opposite. Like you said, you do dishes and Ben does laundry.
Yeah.
I'm laundry and Ian's dishes. The part of the question is like, do they come from gender stereotypes? If you think about gender stereotypes, I feel like the woman's domain is like anything that takes place in the house, and the man's domain, quote, end quote, is like anything that's like yard work and like working on the car, you know, that kind of shit.
Up things.
Yeah. Right. But I'm like, we don't really... It's not like we're constantly having all kinds of like man work required. So then it's like the housework gets divided up.
Yeah.
And so I guess like if people might normally say like, oh, well, like doing the dishes is like something a woman would do. Nope. Ian does it because I have really horrible eczema and I can't like deal with the dish.
Yeah,
so I like can't get my hands wet that much. Yeah. So he does the dishes. I do the laundry.
Garbage.
Garbages are equal. I cook, but only because he doesn't really know how, and I enjoy it, actually. It's still relaxing for me. So it's not because it's like, well, the woman cooks there, so she should be cooking. Yeah. Like, I like it, so I do it.
Shopping?
And shopping, we both go. I would say, like, my two most common main chores are cooking and laundry. And then he does, like, dishes and vacuuming.
Yeah.
And he does mow the lawn. Like, I don't really ever mow the lawn.
Right.
But... So I don't know. I just feel like it's like...
We don't touch a lawn. It's just consistently an issue. And then I'm like, we should both go out and fix the situation.
We should touch that. Yeah.
What about you?
Ours are pretty split equally. We both have a bathroom. So he's in charge of his bathroom. I'm in charge of mine. But his is the guest. So there's a little more... I mean, granted, I'm just cleaner. But if there are people coming over, I'll ask him to, like, clean his bathroom.
Extra.
Specifically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I cook and shop. I do floors, and he does dishes and trash.
You do your own laundry.
Oh, and then we do our own laundries.
Oh, nice.
Is that weird?
No.
Because both of you...
Well, I mean,
kids, it makes
kids
sense.
It's like everything. But at first, he would be like, put all the kids' stuff away and then leave mine in a pile on our bed. I was like, oh, you don't know where my stuff goes? And he's like, oh, I guess I do. I was like, yeah, because every time I put your laundry away, your shirts go back in the drawer where your shirts are. And he's like, oh, yeah. I guess that's true. I was like, it all gets hung up, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, my underwear goes in the drawer.
Yeah.
And that's it. But it took us to have like a conversation where I'm like, you know where all this goes. Like, you know where it goes. Just put
I mean, the occasional load where there's two of our clothes, we'll separate them and then fold them at the same time.
Yeah.
Or I'll leave his folded and he can put them away.
Yeah.
He's also particular and I'm particular. So, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's just, like, laundry is so easy. I would much rather do laundry than dishes. Like,
oh, yeah.
Hell yes.
I hate dishes. Well, I only hate dishes because I'm always the cooking and always the shopping. So I'm like,
you're doing the dishes.
Yeah.
I hate doing the dishes.
And then he's also garbage, which is, like, the only manly. And we live in an HOA, so there's no, like, chopping of the wood.
Yeah. Yard work. Or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. I'm like, yes, you enjoy the cold. You take out the trash. Like, I'll slip and die out there. You know I will.
Yeah. And I do the dishes while I cook. So there's no dishes after it's like in plates.
That's great.
And everyone washes their own plate. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, do not put that empty, your dirty plate in the clean. Like, just wash it real quick.
I need to get on board with that because we're the, like, oh, just go put it in the sink. And then,
Stacker.
Like, a week later, it's, like, a stack of dishes. And I'm like,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his. So, like, if it's 2 days later, I'm like, oh.
What is
that smell? Oh, that's your dishes.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you couldn't put them in the dishwasher? And I was like, no, I was too busy cooking. Oh, sorry.
Those conversations. So Ian feels if ever I do the dishes, he takes it as a passive aggressive, like, slight against his honor as a man or like something. I don't know. He's just like, what are you trying to say? And I'm like, well,
do your dishes.
Just the dishes needed to be done. So the other day,
oh no,
he had been out all day like doing yard work. Like he'd done, like, raked all the leaves and like he'd done a ton of stuff. And I was like, oh, I've done like fucking nothing today.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll do the dishes because like there's a whole thing of dishes there.
This is for you. Marital, my gift to you.
Yeah. So I literally like he came in and I like looked at him and I was like, listen, I'm going to do the dishes.
This doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything. I'm not mad at you. This is not passive aggressive.
Smart, though.
They just need to be done. Yeah. And you've been working really hard and you've done a lot.
You're welcome.
I'm going to do these. And he was like, all right, what? And I'm like, no, it's fine.
Merry Christmas.
Like, you know, and it's so great that funny. You could recognize that would be an issue. Yeah. Therefore, like,
yeah,
addressing it beforehand.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hey, we're both adults. This is,
yeah,
this I'm is me reciprocating this. All the work that you've done. I love you.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. Me doing a job for you. I love you.
Yeah. Ben will run in. He's like, I was going to do that. I was like, it's fine. Yeah. I will just do it.
Put the dishes down. Like, Alex will be like, stop doing the kitty litter. And I'm like, it's too late. She has to poop.
I know. I love that when it's like, it's funny when you do a chore that's not like your chore, it does feel very like
vindictive.
Oh, what? Are you mad at me? Are you doing this out of spite?
Like, oh, I no. didn't do it fast enough.
That happens a lot with the dishes at our house where it's like, I was going to do them tomorrow. And it's like, cool. But they're like piled high and there's no room and we need some spoons. And also it smells. Yeah. Just saying.
Oh, marriage. Marriage.
This actually goes really well with our next question, which is, have you ever had to talk about emotional labor with your partner?
I do. I bring it up quite often.
I bring it up all the time.
Where I'm like, this today has just been a lot, or, you know, just serious.
Oh, you mean like between the
that
two?
Are about your emotions?
Yeah. So I'm going to read a definition because I looked this up. So this says, the term emotional labor refers to the invisible and often undervalued work involved in keeping other people comfortable and happy. In contemporary usage, however, the term is more often used to describe labor that takes place in the domestic sphere and which is needed to keep a household running smoothly. Initiating difficult conversations, managing children's schedules, remembering to send birthday and holiday cards to relatives, and asking for help, sometimes repeatedly emptying the dishwasher. These are all examples of emotional labor as it is commonly defined today. When one partner is doing more of this work than the other, it can be a surefire path to resentment and discord.
So, yeah. Like, if I
it's a common
spent the day creating the month of meals and putting
that
together
like a lot of work.
The whole plan of, like, where kids are in daycare this week and who's picking up what and when and where and the grocery pickup and everything and just coordinating the whole schedule. And then, you know, maybe laying out a family fight or fixing just like anything, right? And then getting home and
today.
And maybe on the outside it didn't really look like I did a lot.
But
just like I just organized our whole life.
Yeah.
And I'm tired because I did it all myself.
Oh yeah.
You know? That's I planned 7 date nights.
Yep.
And I need you to do one.
Yeah.
You know, silly things.
That's how I always explain it to Ian is like, so he's like, well, I did a thing. And I'm like, sure, you did the thing, but I've been thinking about the fact that the thing needs to be done for like the last 4 weeks. Like, so we're constantly like, oh, I need to pay the credit card bill. Oh, I need to pay this bill. Oh, I need to switch our insurance over. Oh, I need to like do this. Oh, like, oh shit, our car needs to go in for like an oil inspection. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just constantly thinking about all this. Like, there's a list. There's a running list of stuff that needs to be done. And I just feel like women always take the brunt of that on. So even if you say to your husband, like, hey, this needs to be done. Will you do it? And they do it. They like, they're like, oh, pat on the back. I did that thing. But it's like, I had to tell you to do the thing because I've been thinking about how the thing needs to be done for 2 weeks.
Right.
And that can affect, like, you know, being wanting to have sex, you know, like that's part of the reason that you might need like a little decompression talk or something to get like into the mood.
It's
or
overwhelming.
Just, there's a lot that you're carrying. Yeah.
I think like, sometimes I think of those things, whether it's sex or the car being registered or insurance or whatever it might be, you know, the grocery list for that week. I know it needs to not be this, but I sometimes there's a part of me that thinks of it in a way of like being the winner. Like I was the one who thought about this the most. I was the one who reminded you. I was the one that made sure it got done. Mm-hmm. Like you may have taken the effect to get the Costco chicken, sure, but like I was the one who was at 4:45 like, hey, in a half an hour you need to go, or like
that's emotional labor. It's the thinking about it, the planning it, the telling,
the obsessive, all the things. It becomes almost like a problem.
And then, well, it's like our brains don't turn off.
Yeah. Because they'll be like, well, just stop worrying about all that stuff. And you're like, well, it's not that I'm worrying about it or obsessing about it. It's just these things are part of life that need to get done, need to be thought about in order for us to have like a moving, functioning system in our little ecosystem.
And you depend on it.
And guess what? Honestly. If I don't think about it obsessively and repeatedly, it won't get done.
Yeah. Because I won't remind you and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then mom-in-law is mad.
Yeah.
At me, not you. Right.
Because the Costco chicken wasn't there.
The fucking chicken!
But it's like, I think women just take on the brunt of that. Yeah. I don't know.
It's unfortunate. I wish I could disable that. And therapy helps.
And there are relationships where it's flipped, right?
Oh, sure.
But for the majority.
I think it
is something that we're constantly a little bit exhausted from. Just doing everything.
I'm going to be honest, though. I create most of it myself.
What do you mean?
Or, you know, I wish they, our partners, would take on a little bit more, but it's almost like it's a control thing. Like, I wish they would take more of it on, but I'm not going to depend on them to do it, so therefore I'm going to obsess about it.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's because of your experience with them or previous partners where you're like, well, if I really don't, then it won't get done. And there may be instances where they say, in this situation with us, in our relationship, this one thing can be released from you. And then it might take some months or years to release that one item and trust that they'll do that. And then you've got, great. But it still doesn't release the 99% of the other stuff that we... You know, and I think there's nothing wrong with that as long as they understand that we do that all. You know, it's stuff that we think about. It's stuff that we do. And just needs to be noticed.
Just kidding.
Well, it needs to be, it's like, it needs to be noticed because we're doing it anyway. So, like, the noticing of it and the thinking. Goes a long way.
Yeah.
But also, I think if you can take anything off of the plate of like your partner, if you feel like you're taking on the brunt of the emotional or they're taking on the brunt of the emotional labor, if there's anything you can take off their plate, like think
about
it.
If you've noticed that she's reminded you twice for something, that's just creating anger and fostering resentment. Like if she reminds you once, write it on a post-it and take it with you so that she doesn't have to remind you twice.
Like, put it on your phone, set a reminder.
Literally anything for you to be an adult. To take on that role.
My therapist does a lot of this relieving because I don't think that even if there were things that failed, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to recognize that on your own, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You really need to have someone as an outsider be like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a chicken.
Yeah.
Everything's okay.
Yeah. And in that moment, be like, I understand that you're upset about the chicken. It was really cool that you did all this extra work and not say, it's just a chicken. You know, like, later be like, let's do something different so that it doesn't become this.
Correct.
You know?
Right. So have we ever had to talk about it? Yes. All the time is the answer. I think that's pretty normal.
You should be talking about it.
You should be
all the time.
Yeah. You should definitely be talking about it.
Deliberating between the two of you.
Especially like if resentment starts building, if you're like, if you as the person taking on the emotional labor are like, oh, this, my partner never thinks about this or they never do this or they never do that. And you feel yourself becoming resentful,
talk
like you need to
about
talk about it for sure.
Talk about it before it becomes a thing.
Yeah. I think if there's one thing that that's kind of been a recurring theme over the time that we've been doing this podcast, it's been communication.
Totally.
Because yeah. Everyone's different. Yeah, the C word. We all kind of go into partnerships expecting that there is an ABC way of doing things. And if we understood that, then we could do this better. And if there was, then it'd be A, easier to get into a relationship because it would be science and we could just figure that out, or be easier to fix things. But everyone's so very different. Everyone has
baggage.
Yeah. And there's different stereotypes that live within our baggage and experiences, and then there's a lot of different roles within our relationships, whether that's gender or anything. So not being afraid to like communicate, figure out that balance between you and everyone in your life.
One of the things that I think of sometimes when I'm like, I find myself furious with Alex or furious with myself. It's something that Dax Shepard said in his podcast, which is like to the root of the issue. Like, what are you most vulnerable about this like topic? Like, what is the most horrifying thing to you in mm-hmm. this situation? It's like not being understood or not being found sexy or not. And I think that sometimes when I like find myself like throwing a little tantrum in my head and I just like, okay, this is stupid. Obviously, it's not inside your head. He doesn't know what's going on. Like, what is the problem? What's the most horrifying part of this? And I think of that most like root problem. And sometimes that's almost more simple to just say like, this is what scares me. Like, I feel you're not attracted to me anymore because of this action. And then he's like, oh my God, what? Oh, that's horrible. Let me tell you about like all the feels that I had. Like, those are the things that I think that's almost like the best advice that I've ever been able to.
I like that a lot. Mm-hmm.
That's a good – I really like that too.
It's horrifying. But also like when you are able to condense it into that like one sentence of like what is getting me right now.
Yeah. Men out there, if you find yourself being like, oh, my girlfriend or my wife like overreacts to the dumbest stuff. Like, oh, I forgot to do the dishes one night and she like flipped out. It's not about the dishes.
It's not about the dishes. It's never about the dishes.
Like, it's about way more than that. And like, you need to do some work.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing too. Like, do some work.
Yeah.
Like, don't expect her to come to you all the time and be like, here's how I feel. Like, you should, you can initiate too. Be like,
mine boil down 99% of the time of, you don't trust me.
Right. Or trust. Yeah. There's so many, like, most basic fears.
Yeah,
I'm being taken advantage of by I feel I'm doing all the chores or I'm not being recognized as your partner or significant other or wife or whatever. You know, I don't know. When it comes down to those most basic fucking instincts, it's it really gets at you. And you can probably figure out a lot of shit from there.
Love it. That's great.
Okay.
That's great advice. No, that's awesome. All right. Last question. Who is on your hall pass list and is there anyone you would switch teams for? I'm just going to preface this by saying I have a huge hall pass list, but we call it the fuck it list. It's like a bucket list, but, you know, for fucking.
Spock and I have both talked at length about these lists. They're kind of fun, like game night with friends over, like conversations, right? So we definitely both have lists, and they change, I think, shift over the years. And
I've changed mine.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mila.
So Mila could read. She is very attractive.
Cute and dainty. Ooh.
So
I don't Cheryl's answer.
Yeah.
Who she'd switch teams for.
There's a lot.
I'm going to read your – should I read yours that you have on here and you can tell me?
No.
Don't look away.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So Melissa's top 10 fuck it list for women, she has Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, yeah.
Amelia Clark.
Mm-hmm. I don't
know. Marion Cotillard.
Mm.
And Emily Blunt. Yeah. You have similar taste in women.
Yeah.
All those four are also on my list.
Nice. Okay, so what are the additional six on yours?
Oh, the additional six on mine are Kate Blanchett, Zooey Deschanel, Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Zoe. Audrey Tautou, Scarlett Johansson, and Hayley Atwell.
ScarJo.
Those are good.
Zoe.
Hayley Atwell. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd is a...
God, if you can make me laugh, my pants will drop.
That is the biggest thing.
Correct.
Yeah. Laughter.
Yeah. A lot of mine are, I have a lot of, like, I guess maybe you could say unconventionally attractive
tell
men
me.
On mine.
Do tell.
You can read mine if you want to first.
Yeah. Okay. So Melissa has Sylvester Stallone, of course.
And it's a situation.
Y'all.
It's like a back in time thing. Yeah. He was like my dad. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, okay. You could put him, we actually have a category called time travel hotties.
Oh yeah. That's the time travel
So you
travel
could put
hottie.
Him under time travel hotties. Okay. Okay, we'll move him.
Okay.
And kay. Then you have Oscar Isaac.
Mm.
Clive
mm.
Owen,
mm-hmm.
Simon Pegg,
mm-hmm.
Benedict Cumberbatch,
mm-hmm.
Colin Firth,
mm-hmm.
Chris Hemsworth,
mm-hmm.
Sam Claflin.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'll tap that.
Who dat? Picture for you.
Who dat?
Right. I don't know any of those people, so I'm going to have to
pass. The top of my list is always is James McAvoy, which I fully have told Ian I would leave him for, and he knows and is okay with it.
That's okay.
Jake Johnson. This is my list now.
Oh, I love Jake Johnson.
I know. Oscar Isaac. Colin Firth, Martin Freeman,
mm.
Orlando Bloom, which comes from my childhood. No one judge me.
That's okay.
Charlie Day, Jordan
oh,
Peele.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
again,
man.
A lot of funny guys on here.
I got yeah, some I'm missing Jordan Peele.
Riz Ahmed.
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Oof. He's hot.
Yes.
And then Oof. Cillian Murphy. I uh-huh. have a thing for Cillian Murphy, uh-huh. right? It's the cheekbones. Uh-huh. I can't. It's.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, it's he's right. beautiful.
You know, I didn't come prepared for a list, so I'm a little Sorry. Disappointed in you and myself.
Well, no, this is like an ex- I didn't
no,
make
no,
this
no,
for
I
this
know,
question.
I, know. I remember seeing that, and then I think I chose not to be a part of it because I may have been newly in my relationship, and I was like, I can only think about that dong. But Damn have it. You guys been watching The Great British Baking Show?
Mm-hmm. I've seen episodes of it, but I don't, like, religiously watch it.
So, Paul?
What? The guy knows.
Apparently, there's some, like, really big fan fiction, like, about his
That makes sense.
Fucking...
Okay.
Yeah, dude. So, after Alex told me he found this fan fiction...
Oh,
I was
no.
like, no, no, no. And then I was like, oh, my God. He talks so seductively about bakes.
Very
Holy
slowly.
Shit. His hair is, like, yeah. all, like, white, and his eyes are piercing blue.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's an
oh,
attractive older
that
gentleman.
That is a distinguished man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I can see it. Okay.
I've got the chills right now.
Oh, yeah. You need a biscuit.
After the young one, I guess I go
Give
for
me
the
that
older
biscuit.
One. Oh, ooh, wee.
Yeah, that's good. That's amazing. Yeah, if you want to know more about our fuck it lists, you can subscribe. No, I'm just kidding. You know what, though? I feel like it's really writing it down has been very helpful. So if you would like.
I need to get.
Now, that being said. I don't have somebody in my group of friends that I'm like, Ben, if you ever want to screw them, it'd be fine with me. I don't have that.
True. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's mostly, it's more like unattainable celebrities that you're like, we both know this isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
no
fun to talk
people.
About. There's no risk.
There's no
risk. Actual like, yeah, it's not like you're like, oh yeah, Ben, I'm really into like John down the street. Like,
John,
could we do some like swinging kind of situation?
Yeah,
like,
really
no. Mm-hmm. Like, I was going to say, like, I guess the term, so the phrase used in this question is who's on your hall pass list?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The idea behind a hall pass is that, like, oh, you get a free pass to go, like, fuck another person.
Yeah.
So to me, that feels like it should be someone who you actually could go have
so
sex with.
So in that case, no, there's nobody on Spock's hall pass
no,
list.
No, I'm definitely not giving any passes for Mm-mm. him to fuck anyone. But if there was, like... A different scenario in which we might
but for
be
real, I guess.
Giving...
But for real, I guess if he was ever
know.
In the situation where he could do Jessica Biel or something like that,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah, bring her on in.
I would also want to say no because, like, if she allowed him to have sex with her, is there something like she
She's
would
going
be like,
back to JT.
Oh, maybe I'll just keep Ben. You know what I mean? And in that case, I guess I'll keep her ex.
JD?
Yeah.
JD. Can you double on double?
But no.
Double up.
No, he doesn't
I feel
have
like
a
if it was
hall
a...
pass, and neither do I.
I would definitely take Jessica Biel and JT, all four of us, switching back and forth and the to and fro. I don't
but
know what's
in
happening
some
there,
weird
but I'm
world,
excited about it.
They actually wanted to have sex with Katie Thinner. You'd probably be like, I'm going to say thank you, but no thank you. How about a game night?
What?
In a real case scenario.
So, real case scenario. I am fucking both of them, and so is Alex.
Not you.
What?
Not you. Just Alex.
Oh. Well, no.
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, it's yeah, not so a partner
couple.
Thing.
We're uh-huh. couples.
So, yeah. If it were, right. All if or it none, were like a we're both there yeah. situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Here's the, I think this is the
or
thing
at least
that.
Videotape it.
I think part of the thing about the hall passes that like freaks people out is you're right. Like, okay, it's like unattainable, would never happen. Yeah. Bah, 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 bah. But in the bizarre world scenario where, okay, in your example, Jessica yeah. Biel's like, yeah, I want to have sex with Ben. Even if you were like, okay, it's just a one-time thing. Like
she's never gonna
no, go for
immediately
it.
Like, but then she's gonna fall in love with him.
Or in bitch. My, I mean, I get what you mean, but like in my situation, it would be more like, oh, once he's been with like Scarlett Johansson, why
he's
would he ever want
to?
This yeah. again? This is
listen,
a mess.
I know what he has to come
oh,
home
I didn't
to.
Even think about
absolutely
that
not.
Fucking aspect. Yeah. You're God like, damn you, Jessica Biel.
I don't have
that's a lot. I'm
a
not
personal
giving back
trainer.
To
yeah,
and like a home chef. Like this ass is not that tight.
Also, she's probably going to be funny. If she says a funny thing, I'm screwed.
She's charming as hell. Yeah, like
she's not charming. Don't worry, guys.
No, I'm talking about Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
She is hilarious.
So that's the thing is like, in the bizarre world scenario, it would be really hard because you're
yeah,
like, oh.
Yeah, of course not.
Like, she's so gorgeous hot. And hot and yeah. funny.
Like how honey,
dare
don't
you?
Want Helen
that's
Mirren
what I'd be like, how
list?
Dare you get her? I want to get
that's
her.
I'm going to start changing Spock's list of like
Helen Mirren.
Like, you know old or like.
I wish I looked as good as Helen Mirren.
Oh my gosh, she's banging.
Truth.
Oof.
That body for like a 70-year-old or however old she is.
Sparjo,
amazing.
Though.
Yeah,
I would take
for
her
sure.
home. She better be into me before Alex.
Oh, I think she probably would be, though.
She better?
Yeah.
She better.
Mm-hmm. I guess there could be a scenario where it's like,
it's
oh my God, I'm so grateful that you allowed me to have sex with ScarJo. You're the coolest girlfriend ever. I'm going to yeah, stay yeah. with you for the rest of my
that's
life.
That's the hopeful scenario.
Either that or by the end of the even week, you'd be like, I let you bang ScarJo. Do the dishes. I let you bang ScarJo. Who, why are you cooking me meals?
Motherfucking floor is Cinderella.
You owe me
I don't
forever.
Have to give
yeah. Wait, why doesn't ScarJo have a say in this? I don't like this at all.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
apparently she
awful.
Did. She was fine. Yeah. She loved him.
There you go. Okay. There you have it. Hall pass list.
That got weird.
All right. Well, you have to explore yeah. all mm-hmm. of the hypothetical scenarios.
Yeah, before you sign that contract, you got to know what you're
yeah,
going
it's
into.
It's binding.
Yeah.
Forever.
This Lawyer. Google Sheet list mm-hmm. is a binding Forever. Contract.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. That was all the questions we have left. We're done, you guys. We answered every question.
We are done.
Yep.
We solved all the world's problems.
Thanks for sending them in. Thanks for being a part of this with us. We've enjoyed getting to know you. We've enjoyed our guests
Seriously.
That have been coming on.
Oh,
you've been
so
amazing.
Many cool guests.
We've mm-hmm. learned a lot. We hope that you've learned a lot throughout this podcast. If you want to go back and listen to old episodes,
feel free.
They're there. Check them out. Thanks for being part of this crazy ride, y'all.
Yep.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Later.
Okay.
Bye.
Forever.
Hey, Splainers. It's Riri, Ronanimous, your favorite guest. I heard you guys are retiring. Anyways, I just wanted to wish you guys well wishes and thanks for all the laughs. I really learned a lot from listening to you guys and was one of my favorite things to listen to on the mornings on my way to work. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Hi, Melissa, Cheryl, and Jenny Ray. This is your pal Clint from the Getting Lost podcast. Just want to say thank you for your tenacity and just your wonderful podcast and your excellent sense of humor. But you three have been fantastic. Your show has been hilarious. It's taught me a lot about myself and a lot about, you know, about women in general. So thank you so much, and I hope to see you guys around.
Hey, it's Trent. I just wanted to call and say thank you for such fun content. I'm going to miss hearing you ladies, Woman's Plain, all the hot issues, spill the tea, get the 411. It's been so fun listening to you explore different ideas, and even more so, I'm so lucky that you all trusted me enough to have me on your show. So cheers to your next projects, and see you all around. Thank you.
Hey, Splainers. It's Gordon. I just wanted to thank you again for upping my Tinder game. Shortly after recording, I met a wonderful woman, and almost 2 years later, we're still together and happy. And that doesn't happen very often when using these dating apps. Oh, and I've also downgraded my walking style from the Terminator 1000 model to only a modest T800. So thanks for all the lessons and the laughs.
Hi, ladies. I am so sad to hear this is your last show, but I wanted to say thank y'all so much for being real and honest in your conversations and for having hard conversations and also for making me laugh every show. Ray, Melissa, Cheryl, y'all are amazing, and I'm going to miss your voices in my car every week. Love you guys.
Hey, girls. I just wanted to say thank you for all the podcast stuff, all the fun stories and the infotainment, if you will. You opened my eyes on a lot of different topics. So, and I can't believe women sync their cycles. That's cool. And I think I'm going to definitely miss Cheryl Snorts the most. Love you guys. Bye.